Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Your Excellencies, my neighbors of Canada, on behalf of the government and the people of the United States, it gives me sincere gratification to extend a word of greeting to our Canadian friends and to congratulate them on the 70th anniversary of Canadian Confederation. Through the years that have elapsed since that memorable 1st of July, 1867, we of the United States have watched with the keenest and most sympathetic interest the splendid progress of the Canadian nation, which in ever-increasing measure commands our respect and inspires our affection. Individually and collectively, we pledge you the continuation of our warm friendship. And I do not know of any greater gift in the power of nations or of individuals to bestow. On this occasion, the Canadian people will pause to contemplate the changes, spiritual and cultural, as well as material, of the past 70 years. The field is broad, but in whatever direction you may look, you will find just cause for pride. We rejoice with you in your past and your present, and in the promise which the future holds forth. Ours is an enviable record of friendship and amity, as witnessed an unfortified boundary of more than 5,000 miles, as the outward and visible token of mutual confidence and goodwill. This friendship between our two peoples is secure from every hazard of destruction or misunderstanding because it is based upon a common aspiration to maintain, to defend, and to perpetuate the democratic form of constitutional representative government. In that spirit, I salute our neighbor of the North. I congratulate the Canadian people on the successful achievements of free institutions through 70 years of Confederation. And as one who has spent so many happy moments on Canadian soil, I send you my affectionate greetings.